Blog Talk Radio.
Boy Journey Ray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening sky, let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won. Sing a song, lift every voice and sing. Ladies and gentlemen, D Hour Show in the building, the Tuesday spot. As always, it is Black History Month, and you know that we have to start it off with the African American National Anthem. Absolutely, because we're celebrating this fabulous month of February, Black History Month. I know y'all didn't know D-Slay can get down like that. Oh, the brother of many talents, ladies and gentlemen, multitasking. The Tuesday spot, we in the building. The brothers of the D Hour Show getting it in. D Slate in the building. Leo, our brother CK is going to be in a minute. Oh, you already know it goes down today. We got the hits. You know, we playing the hits tonight. Oh, the segments is going down. Real Men Talking. And we may have a special Real Men Talking edition. We may have a special Valentine's Day edition of Real Men Talking tonight. Oh, the brothers will be talking on Real Men Talking. And tonight, oh, the brothers may be trying to see if they can stump D Slay tonight because he was victorious last time. So we're going to see if the brothers can stump D Slay tonight, the incredible Stump D Slay, and as well as D Slay could possibly be going in tonight. Yes, he could possibly be going in tonight. Tuesday spot, it goes down. And if you are a hip-hop artist, you R&B artist, if you're even a gospel artist or poet, you like to recite some of your poetry on our show, you like to have your music showcased and aired on our network, and you like to do an interview on the D-Hour Show Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. If you have a business, if you have a small business, if you have a website, you would like to advertise on our network, and trust me, it is beneficial for you to do so. But if you have a small business, if you have a business, if you have a website, you would like to advertise on the The Hour Radio Network, please contact us for details, thehourshow@gmail.com, thehourshow@gmail.com. In the building, the Over Redenbacher Radio, we keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter, real butter, not parquet, not margarine, but real. It's all about realism right here on the DIY Radio Network Tuesday spot. LEO in the building, bro. What's good?
I'm chilling, man. You know me. Stay in the studio. Back on the DIY Tuesday night spots, ready to get it popping. Ready for that real men talking. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I see we have something in store for Valentine's Day, so I'm going to make sure I give it a three-piece and a biscuit again. So,
They got to have it. You know what I mean? Sometimes they get a little hungry, man, and sometimes they might not want a Thanksgiving meal. They might just want a three-piece and a biscuit. You know, that could be possibly all they need.
Exactly. So I'm going in, and I'm gathering up some questions from the fans. So, it's going to be a good show.
And as you can see, I had to hit them, you know, with the national anthem. They didn't know D-Slay got down like that, bro. I mean, I'm trying to tell them.
See, I was getting ready to, you know, join in and get a little boys and men type thing going on. But, you know,
we
didn't want to hit them too hard.
We may have to give them something like that next time. Next Tuesday, we may have to give it to them like that. And next Tuesday, we may have a doozy of a show. So I'm not gonna spoil a surprise right now, but keep the ears and eyes out, ladies and gentlemen. We may have a wonderful show. We may have some really great guests on the show next Tuesday. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked. And tomorrow as well, make sure you tune in tomorrow on Nod Your Head Wednesday on the DR Radio Network. The one and only hip-hop artist Bubba Sparks is going to be in the building, so definitely make sure you guys tune into that. And this Thursday, we haven't said yet, you know, it's Valentine's Day. We may have a special Valentine's Day edition of the DR Show. You never know. It could go down like that. And also Saturday, India Saturday, we're getting it in. Myself, Mitri D., Ray Cole, you got to make sure you tune in this Saturday for NDF Saturday. And this Sunday, I'm just going to give you guys one half for all my gospel artists, you know, gospel music fans out there, all my inspirational fans. If you truly like blessings and you want to be blessed on the DIY Radio Network's premier gospel radio show, The Covenant Cafe, with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace, you guys better make sure you tune in this Sunday, because I'm just going to give you one half of the guest list that goes down this Sunday. This Sunday on the Covenant Cafe, Lamont Ferguson, Poetic Lace, the brothers of the Covenant Cafe will be blessed to talk with the phenomenal, the incredible, the blessed talent of Miss Shirley Murdoch. Miss Shirley Murdoch is going to be in the building this Sunday on the Covenant Cafe. So definitely make sure you guys tune in. It's going to be a phenomenal show. Now, right now, people, you know, the brothers is in the building. You know, it's some, I spotted some news. You know, D-Slay always spotting news here and there. I spotted some news. Now, the fugitive, Christopher Dorner, was chased to a cabin, and there was a standoff, you know, with him and authorities, and definitely there was some shooting going on, there were some injuries, but I have some information about, you know, what's going on with that, and we'll talk about that in a second. But I want to talk to LEO real quick. Bro, did you get a chance to peep the Grammy Awards?
You know what? I did not. I did not. I came in at the last minute. I heard it wasn't that much of a hype.
You know, it was actually, I mean, it was pretty decent, bro. It was pretty good. the thing about it is that, you know, there were a few aspects of it, man, that kind of, you know, I know they were talking about in the media, especially with a lot of the outfits some of the lovely ladies were wearing at the Grammys, as well as I know some people made comments saying that it looked some of the individuals there at the Grammys almost looked like they were they had their play clothes on and they was chilling at the crib watching movies.
Oh, like that? Wow.
Yeah, some people was like, that's how some of the individuals looked like they were dressed, almost like they were just at the crib chilling. And I was like, wow, really? Now, I didn't see, you know, any of them like that, but some people said that there were some people there like that. I know that Jack Black was there like that. You know, of course, he threw a suit jacket on over the play clothes gear, but, you know, it's Jack Black. You know, he was chilling, you know, so it's not really, you know, I mean, he's not a musical artist, so, of course, you know, he doesn't have to go, you know, he doesn't have to be there all, you know, all dressed to impress. You know, he's probably just there to enjoy it. But, of course, because it's one of the biggest, you know, award ceremonies for music. But,
I don't know. I just take it as, you know, if that's how you want to be perceived, then go ahead and present yourself like that. Go ahead, by all means. But don't feel bad if someone bashes you about it or feel some type of way about it, because this is a spectacular event, and you know, you have standards. It's just like some clubs or some lounges, they have dress code, you know, because they don't want to be perceived as it being one of the hood spots around the way. It has some type of elegance, some type of grace, you know, that they want to portray, and then coming to the awards like that is downgrading it, you know.
No, that's real, bro.
No, it's tradition.
It's I don't know. I just and you're right. I think that but you know how it goes down. I mean, some people are going to some people are going to get dissed for what they wear. Some people are going to get praised for what they wear. I know Jennifer Lopez definitely got praised for what she had on, and as well as what's the young lady? I can't believe Katy Perry. You know, Katy Perry got praised for what she had on. I also heard that even Ryan Seacrest almost had a hard time interviewing her, you know, because, you know, he couldn't, what she had on was, you know, was so breathtaking. He almost had a hard time interviewing her, bro.
Right. Wow.
I mean, that's pretty much how it kind of went down. And also, here's one of the kickers. I don't know if you heard about it, but Frank Ocean, he won a Grammy. Him and Chris Brown were in the same category. And of course,
okay.
Frank Ocean won the particular category, but when he got up to go get his award, to accept his award, when he walked around to in the front to do it, the majority of people in the front stood up and clapped for him. Chris Brown was sitting in the front, and he was the only one that didn't. He sat down and stayed seated, and he just kind of clapped a little bit, but he just kind of sat down and stayed seated while everybody else was standing. Some people were a little bit bothered with him because some people said that he kind of did that the majority of the show when people were accepting awards and stuff. He didn't really stand too much. He sat, and a lot of people were a little bothered with that. They were upset with that, and they were saying that, you know, he consistently just keeps doing things, you know, that kind of pushes the envelope a little bit, that kind of, you know, suggests the fact that, you know, he may well have some attitude and emotional issues.
I mean, there it goes. I mean, you definitely pinpoint it. It says a lot about his character and his demeanor. It's I mean, if that's who he is and who he wants to be portrayed as, then sad to say, I don't know, he's a great artist, but artists like him will eventually die down, eventually die out. You know, you're an artist. You are, it's all love. At the end of the day, it's all love. He's doing exactly what he's doing.
But you know what, bro? I'm going to say this about him, and I remember hearing another DJ talk about this on another morning show, a radio show. But I'm going to kind of agree with this one DJ. He said that it was actually Rich Barra of Kiss FM here in Arizona. But you know, he stated, you know he kind of said that he's a huge fan of Chris Brown. You know, he likes Chris Brown. And I agree as well. I like Chris Brown. I think that he's an incredible talent. I think that he's an incredible entertainer. My thing is, you know, he actually kind of captivated people. He also made me feel good about him, you know, as far as, you know, everything that was going on with him when he did that tribute to Michael Jackson. At that one particular award show, I can't think of it, which one it was off the head, but the thing with this man, I feel like the more and more negative things that he's involved in and the more and more negative things that he keeps doing, it makes it really, really hard to keep liking it. You know, And that was the gist of the whole statement. You know, the more and more negative, you know, things come out about him and what he's, something he's done or said or whatever the case may be, it truly makes it hard to like him.
I would agree.
And I really truly do hope that he really ends this whole, you know, a negative image, you know, and all the negative drama that he's been involved in, stop getting into it with people, stop getting into fights, you got to be the better man, okay, you know, you got to be the better man, stop getting into it with cats and getting into fights. It's not worth it, because it almost feels like, you know, you keep digging a deeper hole, you know, into your image, you know, and the more and more of a negative hole you keep digging in your image, the more fans you're going to lose. You know, and I feel like he just needs to concentrate on positive outlooks. He needs to concentrate on more positive imaging, because, you know, getting into the fights and all this other stuff, man, it's just truly not, it's really not looking good for him.
I mean, it also shows that he has not yet matured, maybe in his artistry, but as a human being, as a person, he hasn't matured yet from that immature mentality. He's of that age where he needs to start understanding that it's certain do's and don'ts. One, fighting is out the window. I just don't condone it. After a certain age, after I say high school, I don't condone fighting. I mean, you're at an age where you're becoming an adult, you're legal, and you got to start doing things like a young adult, because, you know, he really hasn't hit that point where he can really call himself a adult yet. But there's still a lot of things that he should definitely be at the level of at his age. And one of those things is that arrogance needs to stop. Arrogance needs to stop. Yeah, you have it. You have the talent. But when it comes to portraying yourself in the public's eye, you definitely want to be a role model. And you are looked up as, and you need to be that person. So that consists of you conducting yourself in a more respectful manner, especially at a place like the Grammys. I'm like, come on, Chris. You gotta get
That's
yourself
real,
together.
Man. And I agree, man. I just to constantly keep hearing people, you know, speak about all these negative things about him, man. I really do hope he starts steering away from all this negative, these negative images, man, and all this crazy, you know, negativity surrounding him, man. I just really, I really truly hope that he just puts that to bed and start working a more of a positive image, man, because I don't know, like my man Rich said, man, it's really hard to it's really hard to keep liking this cat when he keeps getting involved in negative stuff. It's hard for some, you know, it's gonna be hard for a lot of the fans, you know, to keep liking and supporting him if he keeps getting involved in stuff like that.
Yeah.
Also real quick, I heard that you know Justin Bieber was on Saturday Night Live last week, and he did a little skit on there where he was doing this one particular character, and he was pretending to be this one character talking about himself. He was like, you know, talking about, yeah, Justin Bieber, you know, and, you know, he's great, and, you know, like he was a fan or something. He was just like, and I hear that, that he was in a situation where, you know, he got caught, you know, smoking marijuana, and, you know, I hear that he said that he was really, really sorry for that, and that, you know, he was sorry for letting his fans down, and, you know, people make mistakes, and he will never, ever make a mistake like that again. You know, so he kind of made that little comment almost like he was apologizing to everybody and all the fans and different things like that about the whole situation that happened with him, you know, and the whole marijuana issue.
I mean, when it comes to a substance like that, I mean, he's still going to continue to do whatever he's going to do. But his whole, you know, public apology, of course, it's management and things like that, and everything's scripted. So I mean, I don't know how to take on a subject like that. As far as that's concerned, you know, people do things, people live lives. You know, you look at some of the greats and some of the things that they've gotten into. You know, it happens.
No, that's real, bro. And like I said, again with him, I know he's getting older. You know, I know he's, you know, hopefully maturing. But I know he's getting older, man. So hopefully, you know, he tries to stay away from, you know, all the negativity too, man. Because I know he really doesn't want a huge plug, you know, taken out of, you know, bitten out of his image, you know, so far. He's got
Yeah, because he's definitely he's on the right path. He's definitely on the right path with his music,
you know,
and things.
He's still got a lot of fans that love and adore him and still support him. So,
look at Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look
Charlie
Sheen
winning. Charlie Sheen, I'm winning, baby, winning. You know, I still like Charlie Sheen, though, man. I still think he's a cool dude. So, I mean, I know, you know, I mean, because I'm going to be real about it. I mean, I like Ashton Kutcher. He's my dude. You know, he's a funny cat. You know, he's a good actor. But, I mean, even I'm not a fan of Two and a Half Men. I haven't watched the show consistently all the time. I've seen a few episodes here and there. But, you know, with Charlie Sheen, I've also seen a couple with Ashton Kutcher. But real talk, all the real 2.5 Men fans I know who consistently watch the show say that, you know, that the show was a whole lot better with Charlie Sheen. You know, that the show was on point with Charlie Sheen. It was a lot funnier with Charlie Sheen. So
the chemistry was there. With the two co-stars, the chemistry was more than now. I can honestly say I only watched maybe like two episodes with Ashton Kutcher in it, but Two and a Half Men. I started to cling to it towards the last season with Charlie Sheen in it. But looking back on the replays and things like that, it's a funny show. I didn't dive into it at first, but it grew on me. It definitely grew on me.
Yeah, you know what though? To be honest with you, and I might have to watch it some more. Especially while I was in syndication and stuff like that, because that's how Seinfeld was with me. You know, when Seinfeld first came out, you know, cats was just like, especially a lot of, you know, African Americans, they was like, man, I can't really get into this show. You know, it's not funny and different things like that. When I first heard about it, I was like, man, I don't know. I don't think this show is going to be funny and different things like that. So I really couldn't get into it. But once I started watching it, when it got into syndication and I started watching it, man, I swear, them cats is hilarious on that show. Them cats had me damn near on the flow. Almost every episode, them cats had me on the flow laughing at them.
Yeah, I must agree. I did write off a lot of those shows, because I was one of those individuals that clinged to the stereotypical shows, the Martins, the Hughleys, things like that. So yeah,
you know, and that's how I was. You know, I was like that with a lot of shows too. But after watching them, I'm telling you, man, some of these cats. Oh man, I mean. You know, for instance, Tim Allen, you know what I'm saying, Home Improvement, even on this new show that he's in, Last Man Standing, my man Tim Allen is hilarious.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, he's got the new show, Last Man Standing. Hey, man, Tim Allen is hilarious. I got to give Tim credit, man. I love his show, Home Improvement. I watched it a lot, but his new show, Last Man Standing, is definitely funny. It's hilarious. It's got the the actress. I can be bad with names sometimes, but I'm usually pretty good with the actors and actresses' names. But the one actress that's playing his wife in a TV show, I can't remember her name. She was also in the movie. We first saw her in the movie. 3 Men and a Baby.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, she was in a movie, 3 Men and a Baby, with Ted Danson and Tom Selleck and Steve Guttenberg. She was in that, and she was in a few other things, too. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, bro, if you get a chance, check out Last Man Standing. That's actually a hilarious show. I got to give it to Tim Allen, man. He's a funny dude. But it's just many shows, man, and I agree with you. Like I said, I used to write off a lot of those crazy shows like that, but a lot of them are actually pretty funny if you really take the chance of, you know, watching them, because, of course, we're going to support, you know, all of our wonderful African-American shows that are funny and different things like that. But I think it's good to have an open mind and try to give some of these other shows a chance, too, because, you know, they may just surprise you. You know, they may just definitely surprise you.
Definitely coincides with movies, because I was the same exact way with movies until I opened my eyes, and it's some all right flex out there. If you open your eyes.
I agree with you, and I'm going to talk about one when we come back that I'm going to suggest to some individuals to definitely go check out. Some friends of mine told me that it is the movie. Definitely go check it out when you get a chance. But I'm gonna let everybody know that when we come back, we got some hits. We got some commercial-free music coming up real quick. The Hour Show Tuesday Spot. The brothers is in the building. We still got more show coming up. Real Men Talking. Stomp D Slate. D Slate goes in. Oh yeah, we got some more great show coming up. Some great music and some more crazy things we're gonna be discussing later in the show. But for right now, it's the Tuesday Spot, D Slate, L-E-O-C-K. It's time for some hits. We're going to start it off with Bridget Carrington from the hit TV show Duet with her new single, Fall Off, right here on the Tuesday Spot. Let's go.
I've got you wondering, like, what you gon' do? My love, my life, I laugh at you. Cause I ain't hearing you. Looking in, you thinking you know it all. My drive for what is far from small. So what's with all the small talk? Y'all really don't know.
When you got it, you got to go at it. Even if it means you make the habit. Of the love and pictures.
You're about to see me.
I've come way too far to let this go. I think it's time to let you know.
I've got this fool in control. I'm
come and fly, high. 745 when we ride, fly, high. Graffiti feed me fresh yet interesting. You being my mistress, but you're not feeling any different. You said they call you L for short. I like that. Woman of my dreams, yeah, I'm about to have a nice nap. Wake up, the pride up, having a nice nap. Like whatever we did before we slept, yeah, twice that. You gotta feel me, she's super to kill. With a body so ill and a swag so ill. Damn, girl, you're killing her. Guilty. The way she clean up, she makes up look filthy.
Girl, you're fine as hell with no makeup on. I think I wanna make a scene. Woman of my dreams, woman of my dreams. I wanna see you. Trying to buy you wrapped in her sheets and your background sky blue. Laying like a model, showing a little thigh too. Perfect portrait, like, damn, I gotta buy you. No makeup on in your hair, did I can say you fancy, but dead look apparent with the woman of my dreams who I'm staring at. Baby, you can ride, I'll drive, staring in. You gotta scare me, she suits the kill. With a body so ill, and a swag so ill. Damn, girl, you on point, let it chill. Your body fine.
Yeah, the hour show Tuesday. Spy the brothers is in a building. D Slay, L E L C K. You already know we get it in. As always, playing the hits. That was my man Graffiti Fresh with Woman of My Dreams. Before that was Case with Happily Ever After. And my girl Bridget Carrington from the hit TV show Duets with her single Fall Off. Doing it like that as always on Tuesday Spy, D Hour Radio Network. I want to give a shout-out to everybody celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday to those individuals out there. And some of your more famous celebrity birthdays today, the one and only RG3, Robert Griffin III, is celebrating his birthday today, as well as actress Jennifer Stone, actress Christina Ricci, NBA legend Bill Russell, singer and sensational singer Elle Varner, and actor Josh Brolin are all celebrating their wonderful birthdays today on February 12th. It's going to be interesting to see who's got some birthdays on Valentine's Day. That's going to be really interesting to definitely find out. But and also, as well as for those who may not know right now, our illustrious POTUS, President Obama, is delivering the State of the Union address. So he's doing that as we speak. So
if you guys are, you know, definitely interested in what's politically what's going on, so you might want to definitely check that out, as he is delivering probably another phenomenal State of the Union address. Now, we talked earlier, I told you guys earlier that, you know, and I'm going to try to get the information for you guys real quick, but Christopher Dorner, you know, there was a manhunt out for him. Authorities were looking for him. But here's the news as we speak. Here's what's going on right now with the fugitive ex-LA cop. Big Bear, California, the man believed to be fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner never came out of a California mountain cabin, and a single shot was heard inside before the cabin was engulfed in flames. A law enforcement official told the Associated Press, the law enforcement official requested anonymity because of the ongoing investigation. A fourth person, a deputy, died earlier in the latest confrontation with America's most wanted man right now, which seemed to be coming to an end. Officials were waiting for the fire to burn out before approaching the ruins to search for the body. It was stated, we have reason to believe that it is him, San Bernardino County Sheriff's spokesman Cynthia Bachman said. The cabin was on fire and smoke was coming from the structure in the late afternoon after police surrounded it near the snow-covered woods of Big Bear, a resort town about 80 miles east of Los Angeles. Bachman didn't say how the fire started, but noted that the gunfire between the person in the cabin and law enforcement officers around the home began before the blaze began. TV helicopters showed the fire burning freely with no apparent effort to extinguish it. Authorities have focused their hunt on Christopher Dorner there since they said he launched a campaign to exact revenge against a Los Angeles Police Department for his firing. Authorities say Dorner threatened to bring warfare to LAPD officers and their families, spreading fear and setting off a search for him across three states and Mexico. Enough is enough. It's time for you to turn yourself in. It's time to stop the bloodshed, LAPD Commander Andrew Smith said earlier in the day at news conference held outside police headquarters in Los Angeles. A starkly different atmosphere then last week when officials briefed the news media under tight security with Dorner on the loose. If the man inside the cabin does prove to be Dorner, it was lower tensions among more than 40 target police, say he listed in an online rant. And that's what's going down with the so far the most wanted man in America right now. Crazy, bro.
That's big talk. I think it's going way deeper than that. And this individual, as I've seen when I caught a glimpse of it on news, he's military bound, correct?
Yep.
I don't think it's going to be that simple. I don't know if that was him in there.
And it could also. You know, I remember seeing some reports and news reports, and these cats was trying to call him Rambo, and I'm like, and if he truly have had that type of training, then you know, it may not be as simple as the police may deem it to be.
Because I'm thinking like I'm taking a straight movie with it. Underground passageway on the bottom of the cabin, and he escaped, and that's somebody else's body.
That's real, bro. And I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know if you've seen pictures of him too. Some cats think that he may favor LL Cool J.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He do kind of favor him though. No, LL, no man. I hope you ain't running around there with an alter ego going on, man, and You know, they go up in the cabin and see stuff written all over the walls that said, Mama told me to knock him out. No, man.
He better stay low-key for just a little bit. Just a little bit.
No, that's real. That's real. Cass was like, yeah, man, he kind of favored LL. I was like, damn, y'all think LL out there doing it like that? I mean, what would make LL snap off like that? I mean, did somebody tell him he sucked as the host of the Grammys, so he decided to go out and just snap off or something? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't know if it's going down like that, but, you know, it's all good, though.
I mean, what can you say? They say they can kill two birds with one stone. Right?
Exactly.
To shoot fit.
Exactly. Another thing too, bro. I don't know if you heard. Have you ever heard of the Heart Attack Grill?
No.
It's Well, let me put the information out there first, and I'm gonna tell you that this is the second cat that this has happened to. Heart Attack Grill spokesman dies of apparent heart attack. A regular patron and unofficial spokesman for the Heart Attack Grill has died of an apparent heart attack, the restaurant's owner said on Monday. John Allman reportedly suffered a heart attack last week outside the Las Vegas restaurant. According to the Las Vegas Sun, the 52-year-old was taken off life support on Monday. Allman, who was not on the restaurant's payroll, inspired the patient John character that appears on a restaurant's menu. He lived a very full life, John Bassel, owner of the Heart Attack Grill, told the paper he will be missed. I told him if he keep eating like this, it was going to kill you, Bassel said. He'd say, I just love your place, John. He's the only person I know who was probably at the restaurant more than I was. He'd be there darn near every day. Ailman's second unofficial Heart Attack Grill spokesman to die in as many years. In March 2011, Blair River, the restaurant's 575-pound representative, died from complications stemming from pneumonia. He was 29. Cynical people might think this is funny, Bassel said at the time of River's death, but people who knew him are crying their eyes out. There's a lot of mourning going on around here. You couldn't have found a better person. Now, I don't know if you've seen the burger, but found in 2005, the unapologetically unhealthy restaurant employs waitresses dressed as nurses and serves butterfat milkshakes, flatliner fries, and a 9,982-calorie quadruple bypass burger.
Patrons
who are able to finish them are escorted to their cars in wheelchairs, bro. Customers who weigh over 300 pounds customers who weigh over 350 pounds eat free.
They should just name this place Kill Yourself. Like, wow.
Last February, a man reportedly suffered a heart attack while eating a triple bypass burger. Now, this triple bypass burger, you know, I'm telling you, if you look it up, bro, it's like three big old patties. You know, or four big old patties that's got all these works and stuff on it, and it's huge, man. It's like damn near a small little tower, and they you have to eat it in a certain amount of time. And if you do, like I said, you get it free, and then you know if not, but I mean the joint is called the Heart Attack Grill, man. So that I mean, damn people, that should tell you something. You know, the place
I don't
is called
understand
the Heart
Attack how Grill. how health departments would pass rights to them to have something like that open. You know, that's suicide.
Wow. Hey, I mean, that's almost like if some people that you know some of our fans out there that might not know, there's a there's quite a few stadiums, sports stadiums, that sell glazed donut or Krispy Kreme cheeseburgers.
Come on now.
Elio, I'm hitting you with it. It's a Krispy Kreme donut. They slice it in half. They use that as the bun. And inside of it is a bacon cheeseburger, or bacon double cheeseburger.
I'm gonna have to give them the mama look and just, are you serious? Are you serious right now?
Yeah, like, give them the mama look and take your shoe off and throw it at them.
Right. You need that if you want to. And I'm gonna go upside your head. Like, go ahead.
I was like, I'm like. A glazed donut or a Krispy Kreme donut, if you will, used as the bun. You slice that in half, and you got a bacon cheeseburger with some of the works on, or a bacon double cheeseburger in the middle. Oh, man. That right there is definitely a heart attack waiting to happen.
I want to know who designed that and how much did they weigh. To think of that combination, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. But I got something to ask you as well. I'm sitting there browsing the web. How do you feel about the situation with this pope? We elected a pope that was already on a pacemaker, and he wants to resign. And now there are talks about an African pope being elected to be the next pope. How do you feel about that?
African pope? Seriously?
African pope. I'm talking about.
You know what? You know what, Elio? I'm gonna throw this out there, bro. And if they do that, I'm gonna say it like this. I think if that happens, and if that happens in different other situations too, I think what's probably going on with that is, I think a lot of cats is thinking, President Obama has started something. And I think a lot of cats is thinking, to sum it up. In one phrase, I think a lot of cats is thinking black is in right now.
So I make it a trend.
Exactly. Put an African or African American individual in a high position like that. We talking Catholics, man. We talking the Pope. We talking. And these cats take their religious seriously as well. So it's interesting. It's going to be interesting. If that happens, it's going to be interesting to see the backlash behind that.
I mean, that's like oversee over nations. The Pope, that's big business. That's big talk. But one thing that I would agree with you on is for it to be a trend, because I don't understand why he has to be labeled as an African pope, not just the pope, because
exactly.
we don't say, oh, the Jewish pope or the Caucasian pope or the Asian pope. It's just,
right.
Why does he have to have that label,
Bro, so. I'm telling you right now, President Obama has set off a trend, and in the decades to come, it's going to be some huge cultural changes in leadership roles. I'm telling you.
Yeah, definitely.
I really do think so. I really do. I think it's going to be some huge ones. Real quick before we, go to our next music break, because, once we come back from our next music break, it's going down as always. On Tuesdays, you already know it goes down, ladies and gentlemen. If you're tuning in right now in the Tuesday spot, when we come back, Real Men Talking is going down.
Oh, yeah.
The famous segment on the Tuesday spot, Real Men Talking, which is, Real Men Talking is basically questions and relationship questions being answered at, by a man's point of view. Sometimes, ladies ask questions and they want to know different things about men. You can ask your girlfriends, you can ask your mom, your aunt, or any other woman these questions that you're wondering, But are you really, truly, and if it's, especially if it's about men, so you, if you ask another woman a question about a man, are you truly, really going to get the answer that you're looking for? Are you going to get a satisfying answer? Because it's not really a man that's answering it. So Real Men Talking is our segment on the Tuesday Spot where real men answer questions that, that a lot of the ladies are curious about or want to know something about. So ladies, if you have any questions, the Real Men Talking tonight, you can definitely call in and ask us, 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. You can definitely call in and ask us your Real Men Talking question and see if the brothers can get the answers in for you. Or you can get, you can log into the chat room right now on the D-Hour Radio network page. You can log into the chat room. You can post your question in there as well. Or you can post it, you know, on the D-Hour Show page on Facebook or the D-Hour Show on Twitter. You know, you can post your question on there as well. We are on Twitter at D-Hour Show, all together D-Hour Show. Or you can check out the D-Hour Show page. And, you know, we get the questions in for you on there as well. But in the meantime, when we come back, oh, the brothers is getting in because Real Men Talking is popping. D-Hour Show, Tuesday Spot, D-Slate, L-E-O. Oh, the brothers is in the building, and it's going down. It's El DeBar Jr. with Shorty, Are You Okay? Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, baby girl, what's up? What you need?
My lady, but I still hold you down. Always been my baby, though I ain't always round. These girls be acting shady, but when I need to take a break, settle down, let it all hang out. It's you when I was broke, you paid me. Even though I worked your nerves, this pain and street that made me. But you still know my worth. Ain't nothing better than a girl who's a friend. A couple benefits, we reminisce and do it all again. And you know I like that.
Ooh,
you know I got that.
Oh,
but when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me.
Bye.
Whatever you need. No, I'll be right there for you.
If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, and hold on, just wanna know that you're okay.
Sure, yeah.
It drives me crazy, flying from city to city, so many different ladies, and they all wanna get with me, cause how this music pays me, I guess they figure with my name, they get fame, and a baby, it'll all be cool, that's why your love's amazing, ain't even gotta be mine, but still got me behaving, I must be out of my mind, I'm making you my lady, but I'm a player type of fella, on a real life, and you know love, I can't play you, you know I like that,
ooh,
you know I got that,
oh,
but when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me,
my,
whatever you need. No, I'll be right there for you.
If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, let's go.
I know men taxing your life cause they just write you off, but they don't know you like I know you, baby, not at all. They see your inner thigh, but not your third eye, and not your inner beauty. Don't make them worth your cry. Just do your Mary J. Blige, and if you need a thing, I'd be glad to oblige. Just call the Lion King. Go buy a couple bags, a pair of shoes to match, a calling card for them. You don't know how to act, cause you know I ain't tripping. If you need a loan, I help you out so he can pay attention. Cause I ain't always there, but I'ma always care. Get what you can, cause ain't nobody say that life was fair. And when I get back into town, off the road, in them shows. With these fools up and through, I must expose all my flows to. You know you got it, time, money, grind, whatever, you know I got it. And I just wanna know, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty?
Are you okay? 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 Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. The Hour Show in the building, Tuesday spot. You already know it goes down. That was my man Courtesy with Elevator Music. Before that was my man Big Chris from the UK with his hit single More Than a Thug. And we had El DeBarge Jr., I said it, Jr., with his single Shorty, Are You Okay? Right here on a Tuesday spot. The brothers is in the building. Now, right now, it is time for the premiere segment on the Tuesday spot we like to call Real Men Talking. Ladies, are you ready to hear Real Men Talking? Then sit back and relax. Get your questions ready. And if you have some questions for the real men and you want the real men to start talking and answering your questions, feel free to call us. 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. Make sure you press 1. Or you can place your question in the chat room on the D. Albert Show radio page that you're listening to right now. Scroll down and log into the chat room, and you can post your question in there, and we will definitely get to it and answer your question to the best of our ability and the best of our real men knowledge. Now, ladies, if you will, it's time for real men to start talking. L.E.O., what you got for us, bro?
Clear my throat. Yeah, we're going to bring it to the violent times they feel. I definitely have some questions. So first question I'm going to pose is, now, should a Valentine's Day only be celebrated with your girl? Now, let me emphasize, girl, not wife, not fiance, your girlfriend. Even though your side John, side chick, your jump off treats you better.
So, wait. Okay, go ahead. Ask your question again. That was kind of interesting.
Okay. Now, should your Valentine's Day only be celebrated with your girl? Now, I personally emphasize girlfriend. Not fiance nor wife, your girlfriend, your girl. Even though your side joint, your side chick or jump off treats you better.
Well, I look at it like this. First of all, I won't say ladies are doing it, because I think there's a lot of men that are doing it as well. But I say people in general. I think that first of all, we need to stop placing Valentine's Day solely on women, you know, making it seem like that it's their holiday, it's their day, it's all about them. No, Valentine's Day is all about lovers just, you know, spending time with each other and just, you know, professing their love for each other in whatever form or fashion, however they're doing that. But I think it's just about couples just spending time and showing each other how much they love each other by spending their time with one another. I think that's what Valentine's Day really truly focuses on and really truly means, is that you spending time with the one that you love. That's what it should be. That's what it should be all about. It should be specifically, you know, catered towards one specific gender. Now, with that being said, I think that it just depends on the relationship. I mean, you can spend it with your girl, you know, girlfriend or whatever the case may be. I don't see why you couldn't spend it with your fiance or wife, as well as, now, as far as, you know, your jump off or your side chick or whatever, as far as your jump off, your side chick or whatever the case may be, that really truly depends on, you know, that particular man. I mean, if that's truly sad that if, you know, a man or a woman has a side person or a jump off relationship, and I think it's truly sad if that side person or that jump off individual is treating you better than your actual girlfriend or boyfriend. That's truly sad. And I think it really, you know, truly depends on the individual. I mean, if you feel like you want to spend your Valentine's Day with your jump off of your side person, then, you know, more power to you. But, you know, and not saying, you know, that, you know,
you know, we condone, you know, you going out there and getting, you know, side people or whatever the case may be. I mean, that's truly, you know, up to you as an individual. You know, you're the one that has to live with that. But I just think that, I think that it truly depends on the person. I mean, you know, if you want to spend it, you know, with your significant other, you know, your lady or your guy or whatever the case may be, then that's truly up to you. If you want to spend it with your side person, again, you know, that's up to you. But, you know, just know that, you know, that's a decision that you're going to have to live with. Now, if you out there living like that, then I just want to say, damn, you know, because that could be a bit of a headache. You know, you trying to spend it with your chick, and then you trying to spend it with your side chick, and you jump off or whatever the case may be. Damn, brother, you got a lot of time on your hands.
Right, okay. Now let me put my little spin on it. The reason why I emphasize about the whole the girl fiance wife type feel, because it sort of complicates the question. Now, if you are a fiance and if you are engaged or if you are married, there should be no question. You should need to be spending it with them because, you know, you're not. That's too much money being spent.
Exactly.
You're doing too much.
Exactly.
You know? Now just for a girlfriend, that's not really your girlfriend. If you have a side joint and a side chick or a jump off, then your girlfriend is just a jump off side chick too. Because you know it's whatever you're juggling a bunch of things. Now in that sense, I think Valentine's Day is about their romance, and that love and that bliss, and you want to go for that. So I feel as though that you should run with that. Run with that bliss because you want to enjoy yourself. So you don't want to be unhappy on Valentine's Day. So in that sense, yeah. But if it's a more serious relationship, come on, you gotta cut the mess out and do something for your girl.
That's real. I mean, and like I said before, man, that's just, you know, you putting yourself and that person, you know, just through too much, man. I mean, just, and you're right. You know, if you gotta be like that, then, you know, it's, you know, all the ones you're messing with are considered sides and jump offs, you know. So, I mean, just know that, you know, that's what that situation is. But, you know, like I said before, you know, Valentine's Day is just, it's all about just spending time with that person. That's what it's all about. You know, just, you know, whether you're doing it, you know, that day or on, you know, on the weekend or however you celebrate it or however you're going to do it or whatever. You know, it's just all about, I mean, to be honest with you, I really truly think, I don't think that there should be a specific day, you know, labeled as a, you know, that gives you, that tells you you need to spend time with the person that you love. I mean, you should just be doing that in general. So I think that, you know, that Valentine's Day or, you know, should just be any other day. I mean, you know, you just, you know, just spend time with that person, period, and tell them how you feel about them and care, or show them how you care about them, period. I mean, you don't necessarily.
So you feel like the day is overrated?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It basically is. I mean, you don't really have to go through all that. You could do that any time, you know. So I don't think that there should be a day that should tell you when you're supposed to be showing somebody that you love and care about them. You should just be doing that from Jump Street. You know, you should just be doing that, period.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What a group. Now, what do you have for us, dude?
Well, here we go. The question was, as far as, you know, relationships is concerned, you know, or even, well, as far as that's concerned, if you, you know, you always hear, you know, you mostly hear women saying this, you know, I don't hear a whole lot of guys saying this, but the thoughts about when you hear a person say they're in a relationship or whatever, you hear them say, well, you know, I'm not gonna have sex or I'm not gonna be intimate until I get married. You know, is that truly a great way to go? Or
right. Okay.
Or are you setting yourself up for future disaster?
As far as referencing that and initiating that in the beginning of the relationship, establishing that those terms.
Right, like if you just and you said to yourself and you established that with the person that you're dating or in a relationship with or whatever, that you know you're not going to be intimate until you get married. Is that a great way to go, or are you setting yourself up for disaster?
No, it's like this. You look at it like this. All right, you have to go to the bathroom real bad, and the closer you get to that bathroom, you mentally put yourself in that mindset, like you get ready to go. But if your mind is off that, if your mind is completely off that, you can go a little bit longer without going to the bathroom on yourself. As you know, when you get to that toilet and you unzip it in your pants, you're about to pee on yourself. But if it's out of your mind and you're not thinking about it and you're going to get that, you can go a little bit longer. So I think initiating that in the beginning of a relationship or beginning of anything, it sort of brings a toll on the relationship, because now you're just thinking about it. Oh, I ain't never going to get that. That's going to make you try a little bit harder, make you egg it on. But it will throw complications in. I won't say that it won't, because it's like, okay, you're not necessarily expecting a certain thing, but when two individuals come together, feelings come across, thoughts come across, and you're ready to get into things, and a person says, okay, we're not doing this. Now that's going to be in the back of your mind. Now you're going to reference that to the rest of your relationship. Now, okay, you're not going to give me none, so let me start looking elsewhere. Maybe this is not going to work. It's pressuring. It creates pressure. Tension, rather.
No doubt. I don't. No doubt, bro.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's
I agree. I'm going to say this about it. This is my thoughts on it. Not knocking it, okay? If that's what you want to do, and if you think that'll work out for you, that's wonderful. You know, the thing that I want, you know, individuals to make sure you're thinking about as well is that, you know, you say, well, I'm not going to be intimate with this person until I get married. Okay, that's cool. But here's the thing. You know, you haven't lived with that person. You know, you don't know, you know, the ins and outs of this person. Now, the thing about that is that let's say you guys get married and you get intimate, and let's say that it's bad, it's not good, and let's say because. And then let's say, you know, you try it again and again, and it is still not good to you. The intimacy is just not good. It's not a turn-on for you. And then, you know, and knowing in your mind that it's not good, it initially starts to become a turn-off. You know, so now, and we all know that, you know, intimacy can be a huge problem. It's one of the, you know, three top problems in marriage issues and divorces. So,
right.
If it becomes that you're not being turned on and if the intimacy is just not good, then you're thinking, what can you do when you're trying different things and it's just not working? Now you'd put yourself in a pickle of a situation where
mm-hmm.
the person that you're married with, you're not turned on with, because you know that the intimacy is not good to you. Now it's an issue. It's a problem.
I personally think
that if you're engaged and you plan on marrying someone or something like that, I think that it's probably important. I think that it's important to probably live with that person. You want to live with that person and see what they're all about and see, you know what I'm saying, how. See whether or not it's going to mesh well, and then I just think, I mean, of course, at this point, you're responsible adults, but I think that I think that you may have to taste the fruit before you make the fruit salad. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? You may have to taste the fruit before you make fruit salad, because if you make fruit salad and the fruit is rotten, you know, all you're going to do, and you eat it, all you're going to do is get sick. So I think that you may have to taste the fruit before you make the fruit salad.
You're not giving up the fruit. I don't think you should state it. It's things that you can do, and it's justice that you can make to sort of avoid the question. Eventually it'll come, but just to abruptly say it from the gate, it's things you can do to get what you want, just like it's things that we can do to get what we want. On both sides, it doesn't necessarily be male, female, but it's things you can do. I just think it creates pressure, unwanted pressure, and it makes it airy, sort of kind of.
And you're right. I think that it is things that a man can do and things that a woman can do to help themselves get through that situation. But I think that even when it comes to intimacy, I think any man and woman can attest to this, that when it comes to intimacy and making love, that it's just, for some reason, it's just so much more rewarding when it's with that person that you love.
Yeah.
It's so much more interesting and so much more rewarding when it's with that person that you love and care about. Because as a human being, when it comes to intimacy and making love, you definitely want to know and be fulfilled in the fact that you're pleasing that person that you're with.
True.
You know, you want to know that you can please them. You want to know that that they're satisfied, you know, with you. So, I mean, yeah, you could easily do some self things to yourself, or she can easily do some self things to herself. But I think it's ultimately more rewarding
when you're satisfied with your partner.
You know, when you're right. Exactly, when you're with that person that you love. And I think that, unfortunately, I just think that, you know, the whole, I want to wait till we get married, I just think that you could be possibly setting yourself up for disaster. So.
Yeah. I have a few more if you want to continue to go on.
Absolutely, bro.
I'm going to try to tie in two of these questions. So if you spend a lot of money on a gift for a person, just basically insinuating you celebrating this Valentine's Day, are you expecting to get sex for a man? Are you expecting to get sex, especially when the gift is expensive?
Wait, say that again?
Basically, are you expecting to get sex if you not necessarily spend money, but spend a lot on a gift or anything. Are you expecting sex in return? I'm trying to tie in two questions in one.
So, give me the first part of the question. I get that. I got the second part of if you spend money and buy a gift, are you expecting sex? What was the first part of it?
Do men only celebrate Valentine's Day to get sex?
Okay. Here we go. You know what, bro? I know the brothers are gonna be a little. Brothers, I'm sorry. Y'all my dudes, testosterone forever. But I gotta be real with the ladies. I gotta be real with them. I think in some situations, that is absolutely and positively true. I think but that's only if it's a situation where a brother is dating a sister, or, you know, whether a guy is dating a woman or he's with her and he hasn't been intimate with her yet. I think it's only in that situation where that's definitely the situation. But I think in any aspect, if a brother is dating a woman, you know, dating a sister, and he's, you know, getting her things and buying her things and you know, really, you know, expensive this and this and that or whatever the case may be. I think that ultimately, yes, I think that, you know, that's what he's expecting in return. And I think sometimes men subconsciously. I think men a lot of times be subconsciously expecting it, even like if they try, even like if they're coming off like they're not, or if they're telling themselves they're not. I think subconsciously, yeah, I think they are expecting it. I think that especially if the woman is beautiful, especially if she completely and, you know, ultimately turns him on, then yeah, he's looking at that as a reward. You know, he's looking at that as, you know, if I get to make love to her, oh, this is gonna be incredible. This is gonna be awesome. This night, yeah. this night is gonna be the bomb.
I think if he's
buying that stuff and spending all his money, and I think these days, I don't know, you know, and I can't say every woman, because some women, you know, for some reason just can't get rid of that 24-karat tendency, if you know what I mean. You know, some women just can't dodge their 24-karat tendencies. We all know 24-karat. I'm speaking of gold. But, you know, where they just, you know, one guy's buying them this and buying them that and whatever the case may be. That's all good. But, you know, I mean, does this dude truly love you? You know, I mean, because he's, you know, buying you this and buying you that. That, you know, his motives may be totally different. You know, you can't assume that some guy wholeheartedly loves you because he's buying you expensive this and expensive that. Because he could be buying you those things and have two or three women on the side doing the same thing for them. So,
right.
You know, I think it all boils down to, you know, other aspects. But yeah, I do think that, especially for Valentine's Day, I think, a lot of guys, I think, yeah, a lot of them be expecting that. You know, some of them get it, some of them don't, you know, but I think a lot of them be expecting that.
And I will go to follow up with that, just to say that, you know, maybe not all guys, maybe not even a lot of guys, but, you know, it could be situational. But when you think of the day of Valentine's Day, you think about the romance and the feel, the lust, the love that you have for another individual. This other individual may not be the person you love, but you decided to dedicate this day to them. I don't think in no one's right mind that the thought of sex wouldn't cross their mind, male or female. I think individual minds will always drift through the possibilities of sex happening next. But now when it comes to money coming out of someone's pocket, or you're investing in another person to invest, you expect return, whatever that return is. If it's a relationship, if it's sex, or if it's just a good time, you're investing something to get something out.
Right.
Now, if that's sex, you know, I'm pretty sure the individual minds go there. I don't know who mind wouldn't. I wish we just had a female host on here to voice their opinion on it. But I think that their mind will go in the same direction, even if it's a guy, you know, buying them stuff or them contributing something. It's an investment, especially if it's a relationship. You know, it's bound to go down. You know, so yeah, that's my take. Now should a man expect a gift from a woman anytime during Valentine's Day?
Should he expect that?
Yeah.
No, I don't think a guy should expect that. I think that, you know, and like I said before, I don't think a man should expect that. I mean, if he gets that, wonderful, more power to him. But I don't think he should expect that. I think that he should just, you know, and again, I hate to keep labeling one specific day, you know, to show a woman that you love and care about her, because, you know, I don't, you know, because I really don't think that should, you know, that should happen. But, you know, if we're talking about this specific day, then I think all the guys should do is just, you know, whatever he can do to show her that he love and care about it. It ain't necessarily got to be nothing expensive or nothing like that. I mean, he could make a CD for her, sing to her, you know what I'm saying, make a card himself, you know, cook her dinner, you know, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? So I just think that, you know, it's really truly all about you just showing her how much you love and care about her. Now, if she decide to, you know, if she decides to show you thanks, by making love to you or having sex with you, then that's truly up to her. But I don't think men should be expecting that though. I mean, ladies, you hear jokes or comedians, you know, you'll hear them say, you know, they're on a date and you'll hear the, you know, they'll, you know, the woman will be like, and the waiter come over and the woman be like, well, I want the steak and lobster platter. And then you hear the dude saying, whoa, 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 baby, hold on. The steak and lobster platter, that's on the you giving me some sex tonight menu. That's on that menu, you know, and you already stated what you about, so this right here is the menu you want to be looking at, you know. So, I mean, you know, exactly, you know, you always hear comedians talking about that, you know, and making jokes about it, but, I mean, real talk, you know, some cats do be thinking like that, though.
True. I mean, yeah. I'm with the gray. I'm gonna have to agree with you. Real men talking.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you know, especially ladies, if you have questions that, you know, you like to ask, you know, you like us to discuss on Real Men Talking, this is our premier segment we do every Tuesday. Definitely make sure you hit us up. You can email it to us, thehourshow@gmail.com. During the show, you can call in 718-766-4553, or you can put a message on a chat room live during the show, and you know, we can definitely
ask you questions. I have one more too.
Go ahead, bro. And we can ask your questions and discuss your questions in a manly fashion. We got one more. Elio, what you got for us, bro?
I forgot the last question. Now, talking about the gifts and expecting. Now, what would be the perfect gift for a man for Valentine's Day?
From a woman?
So your ladies that know. Yeah, from a woman. So the ladies that know out there, so maybe they think about, you know, window shopping tomorrow afternoon and picking up something for their fellas. So what would be the perfect gift for D. Slate?
Well, you know what? I think, with me, I'll state that, but I think with any man, first of all, I mean, like I said, ladies, in no way, form, or fashion am I telling you to give your man sex as a gift. I mean, I think that should just be a natural thing. That shouldn't be given out as some type of gift, like it's something that we purchase from you at a freaking store. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, but I mean, if you decide to do that, more power to you, and that's just you expressing your love to that man. But when I think as far as a gift, I think it's two things. I think that if you know your man, then you know, first of all, you got to know your man. If you know your man, then you're gonna kind of know or get some kind of idea of what you want to get him. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be nice for him, and it's going to be special for him. If you don't know him that well and you want to get him something, I think you just have to go with your heart. You know, you've been talking with him. You've been, you know what I'm saying, you've been spending, you know, time with him. You've been talking to him. Y'all been talking about different things. So, I mean, that alone should help you come up with different, you know, with a few ideas to help make it special. If you want him to feel special. But I, you know, again, like I said before, I mean, and ladies, again, it don't necessarily have to be anything expensive. Like I said, it can come from the heart. You know, whatever clever way you can come up with something to come from the heart. I mean, you know, as long as it's showing that man or that brother that you love and care for him and you want to be with him, I think that's all that matters. And again, that's what I said. That's what Valentine's Day is all about. That's what it truly should be all about. It shouldn't be about what all you can spend and how much you can spend this and all that. I don't make it about money, because that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about.
Personally, I would think nothing. I don't think anything material could really satisfy a Valentine's need. Only thing physical is her that could probably satisfy that gift. Being pampered to a little bit would probably be great.
It could be something that, you're right, bro. It could be something as simple as you giving your man a bath or showering with him. And he stays in the shower. You said, you know, baby, he'll say, well, you know, I'm gonna wash my hair real quick, and you get out before he do, and then you go in the room or wherever the case may be, and you got some candles going, and he's coming in, and you said, you know, and you got the blanket over you, and you said, baby, why don't you come over here and open up your Valentine's and come get your Valentine's Day gift, and you pull the blanket back. And you butt naked with a bow on you.
That, right? That.
He gonna be like, ooh, really? Like,
you know? You know?
Let me come over and get my gift. You know, I mean, like I said before, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and, you know, brothers and sisters out there, don't make it about money. That's not what it's about. It should be about love. Don't make it about money.
Oh yeah, that's how it goes down. I mean,
it is. Real men talking. Oh my goodness, y'all don't understand. That's how we do it. That's how we get down with it. The premier segment on the Tuesday Spot. Real men talking. Leo D Slay in the building. We got some more music. You know, we're gonna kick off for you guys real quick, and we come back. We're gonna close it out for you guys. You know what? I may have a little bit to go in on for D Slay Goes In. So I may have a little bit to go in on that. So you know, we may do that when we come back. You know, if not, you know, D Slay will definitely go in for you guys next week. But right now we got hits, music. You already know how we do. D Hour Show, Tuesday Spot. It's my girl Shalice featuring Lil Wayne with Love You Right, right here on the Tuesday Spot. Let's go.
I hear you popping, Mary.
I
hope you walking
you
like you talking, girl. Yeah, you barking like a bad bitch.
You,
and it's a doggy dog world.
I'm tune shit, I'm triple exclusive. I beat the pussy up, abusive. I'm hotter than Lucifer. I'm cooler than Doritos in the blue bag. Oh, that's your old man? Girl, you need a new man. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking my mind. And if you ever wanna leave, I got a tree you can climb. Girl, your man ain't you, so fuck that nerd. Just put on your poker face and straight flush that.
And I ain't hating, but I know she don't love you. See what's in your head. Yeah, I ain't one of these balls. Who you be breaking out? Fire out.
your artist, man.
I ain't hating, but I know she don't love you, right? Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that's my new name. Lil Tosha,
yeah,
aka Watch Your Female Artist. Get it!
Hey girl.
I made you my first, you made me your last. I tried to make it work, but now my love's in your past. From the people in my life that don't mean me no good, and that's including you.
All your feelings is confiscated. I give my love and hatred to this money I've been chasing. I mean, I love you, baby, but I love my occupation. And you know my money talking, and you love my conversation. And I know your heart is sacred. I take it, I probably break it. So let me only naked. Don't need none of us thinking. I tell her that I'm leaving. She like, boy, you stand? I'm like, you crazy? She like, keep playing. Pride to close, a love or something for Zabatos. We ain't fought in a minute. Shawty, let's have a toast. Shawty body, you go. Bottle body, she dope. Boy, the Guala, young Palumber, gotta get adios. I tell her I love her, don't know if I meant it. See, my love is as strong as the beverage I've been sipping. See, my mental is different, I am heavenly gifted. She call me complicated, I can't even defend it.
Late nights, crying.
Favorite to pour it, a drug dealer's dream of doing a triple beam, cool like some princess cut.
raps and living dreams. I drop harsh reality, got the haters so mad at me. While steady trying to figure how to quote the same salary. Without a 9 to 5, the cool will provide. Even if I gotta kill folks just to survive. My mic sounds nice, check one. My mic sounds nice, check two. My mic sounds nice, check three. Are you ready? Feel the bass from the beat. This is urban technique. Now hit a rhythm on my soul through the streets. The lesser name for you ain't nothing but cool sweet. Try me and get laid in the earth 6 feet. And let their mommy tell them they daddy internal sleep. In this game you play to win, so I'm playing for keeps. Love a rat game, I'm destined to shine. It's not a day to go by, I ain't on my grind. I'm from life between the lines, this is more than rap. More like gangster intuition, I'm branding some competition. For my word compound, my lyrical expedition. If rap don't get in, it's back into the kitchen. And back into the block, ducking D's and steady pitching. Back to my fan getting aggy, steady pitching. To convince me there's better ways to make a living. Keep your head up and follow the talent that you was given. So my mic sounds nice, check one. My mic sounds nice, check two. My mic sounds nice, check three. Are you ready? My mic sounds nice, check one. My mic sounds nice, check two. My mic sounds nice, check three. Are you ready? Whether you a thug, nigga like Trick, or the baddest like Trina. I'm really, really hot like Missy, misdemeanor. The flow got a hook like from Argentina. I dominate the game like Venus in Serena. One man army couldn't harm me while barber. Front if you wanna lay you out like Tarba. Cool kinda really, most black kids with father. With a flow that lasts forever, so I guess I'm a martyr. Speak truth, living proof, cool flow's the best. But still know the target like munches are on a test. People be amazed by the skills I possess. Like if I was cursed and my mind just possessed. Good time, bad times, learn to balance the stress. Teflon, pat it up, pull a poop on the chest. We can shoot it out like cowboys back in the west. Before I let it take away my life's success. My mic sounds nice, check one. My mic sounds nice, check two. My mic sounds nice, check three. Are you ready? My mic sounds nice, check one. My mic sounds nice, check two. My mic sounds nice, check three. Are you ready? Ready, 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 ready.
Yeah, yeah, are you ready? Back on the Tuesday spot, D Slate, LEO, the brothers in the building getting it in. I know y'all was like, man, Jigga got a new cut? Nah, that was my man Cool the Great. With my mic sound before that was my girl Latasha Scott, formerly of Escape, with her single Complicated featuring Wale. Oh, yeah, we do it like that on a Tuesday spot. Again, another fabulous show tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Tuesday spot and checking us out. And like I said before, keep tuning in to the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. You never know what we're going to be doing. You don't know what the hell we're going to be saying. All you got to do is stay tuned and keep tuning in. Big shout out to all the fans and all the listeners and supporters of the D-Hour Radio Network. We love you guys, absolutely. And, you know, we do this for you guys, and we do this for the independent and up-and-coming artists, you know, absolutely. So definitely make sure if you want your music played on the D-Hour Radio Network, you want to be interviewed on the network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That goes to any of the celebs out there that are listening. If you have not been on the D-Hour Radio Network, celebrity artists, actors and actresses, you guys want to be on the D-Hour Radio Network, you want to get it in with us, email us, dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. Real quick, for D Slate Goes In, this is what I want to say real quick. You know, for in commemorance of Black History Month, you know, for years, you know, we were always ridiculed about the way we talk, you know, our Ebonics, our language, the way we dress, the way we dance, you know, and just our style in general, our swag in general. You know, for a long time, we were ridiculed and talked about it, like we was clowns or, you know, whatever the case may be. But today, so many other cultures, I'll just
I'll just use that politically correct word. But there's so many cultures today that are talking the way we talk, dancing the way we dance, enjoying hip hop music, just dressing like us, taking our whole swag and style. I mean the whole big booty thing is the new thing today. You got women out there that are getting injections just to get a big booty. I remember at one particular time that wasn't in. You know, people wasn't feeling that. Other cultures weren't feeling that. Now you have other culturally correct women out there that are trying to get big. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. The man was trying to silence me, but I can't be silent. But I just want to say again, we were ridiculed about our style and our swag, and now you have so many people out there today doing everything that we do. So I just want to say, don't judge a book by its cover, because those individuals that you diss and talk about, sooner or later, you're going to be trying to be like. So, again, if everybody's trying to talk like us and be like us and dress like us, clearly we are more than meets the eye and we are more than what you thought we were. So, again, be careful with your comments, things that you try to say about who we are, because clearly we must be something very special for you to want to be like us and talk like us. It's D. Slate. LEO, the brothers of the D-Hour Radio Network, getting it in, doing what we do best. LEO, what you want to say to the people before we get on up out of here?
I definitely want to say don't be afraid to represent. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean any race, just in general. Don't be afraid to represent. Now, in the D-Hour Show, we're doing big things, so do not be afraid to represent. So I thank all my listeners, my consistent listeners, and the consistent fans of the D-Hour Network, and continue to push and promote. And then, you know, for our new listeners, go to work tomorrow, so let them know what you heard. This is a great show, and we're doing great things, and we're only going to get better. And we thrive off the fans and the listeners' impulse. So just definitely take that into consideration. Keep listening and live every day optimistic as I do.
And LEO said a mouthful. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the rest of your night. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Enjoy your Valentine's Day and be safe. Be Slate. See y'all later.
Peace.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship, the hottest spaceship show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.